Welcome back into Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. We're debuting a brand new segment today, getting you ready for our high school football coverage, which begins with the football forecast show at 5:30. We are debuting the Alcorn Archive, where we bring back our good friend Tim Alcorn, and we take a look at some of the finest games that he called in his time here at WEOL. Tim, great to have you on as always, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Bull. And first of all, thank you for putting this segment together. It'll bring back a lot of great memories of great games. And certainly high school football Friday on WEOL was always very, very special to me. So looking forward to doing this every week. We'll have a lot of fun with this.
How odd was last Friday for you? I mean, opening weekend was kind of strange because there were so many delays, and Avon Lake ended up being on Saturday. But how strange was opening weekend for you last weekend?
Well, it was very strange. I was walking around Friday thinking, I've got to get ready to do a game. You know, where did I put my charts? It was really odd for me. When you've done something since August of 1985, to suddenly not have that appear on your calendar, it was really strange, and I missed it. I didn't miss the rain that everybody was sitting through last Friday night. And as you said, Avon Lake got moved to Saturday. It was well worth the wait, though. What a game. But, yeah, it was very, very strange. I will miss high school football throughout this autumn.
Well, and we should note that you're not going to miss out on all of high school football this year, my friend, because we've got you locked in week five calling the play-by-play between Midview and North Ridgeville. So we're looking forward to having you back on board for that game.
Well, I'm thrilled to do it. I'm so excited and looking forward to hooking back up with our guy Lucky, Tom Evans, and three-wheeled Z's Oltai. And Midview-North Ridgeville is one of the biggest rivalry games in Lorain County. I certainly know that both as a broadcaster and as a graduate of Midview. So that's one they really get after each other. So I'll look forward to that. And again, thank you to you and everybody at WEOL for the invite. I'll accept it gladly and look forward to it.
Well, let's dive right in, because every week we're going to do this on Fridays, where we take a look back at some of the finer games that you called in the history of your time here at WEOL. And we can kind of thank Tim Gebhardt for this one, because he wrote an article last week detailing the history in the rivalry between Elyria Catholic and Elyria. Elyria, of course, got them last Friday, 27-7, but the first meeting between these two took place back in September of 2010. It was a Thursday night at Old Ely Stadium. EC won it 56-35 in a game, Tim, that was loaded to the gills with highlights.
Oh, my. It was one of the greatest regular season high school football games I have ever seen. So I guess we're going to start at the top. A game that had 91 total points. A game that had almost 1,100 yards in total offense. I mean, scoring plays up and down the field, a frenzied crowd, as you said, at the Old Ely Stadium. That place was rocking on Thursday night, and it was so much fun. It was so electric, and yet I was exhausted at the end of the night because so much energy in that game, and it not only by the players and the fans, but everybody in that press box. It was just a game that drained the life out of you because there was so much emotion and so much action.
Well, we're going to hear a few of those highlights here in just a few moments, but one of the interesting things about being around you is just kind of seeing how you put your craft together, and you've got all these old score sheets. As a matter of fact, you had them in your office here in WEOL for so long, and when you were cleaning things out about a year ago, it was interesting to see you go through some of these things, and I would imagine you probably have this one saved. Do you still have the scorecard from this game?
No, absolutely. You know, green on one side and red on the other, green for EC and red for Elyria High. And boy, I look back at that chart and some of the great names and players that were involved in that game on both sides. Of course, Chase Ferris went on to play at Ohio State University, a pioneer. Danny Reeser, Elyria Catholic quarterback, was a record-setting quarterback, phenomenal player. I mean, it just goes on and on. So, yeah, I look back at that game and look back at that chart and think it was pretty special.
Well, we're going to play some of these highlights. And early on, Tim, before we get into the first highlight here, it seemed like this game wasn't even going to be remotely close, as it was all EC early on.
It was. Again, they had a high-powered offense. I mentioned Danny Reeser, their quarterback. But, they had Joe Dempsey at running back. They had wide receivers like Zach Rogers and Connor Voorhees, Brandon Graham. I mean, they had a high-octane offense that could go up and down the field. And a head coach in Ben Melvassa that was willing to throw it anywhere, anytime, any position. I mean, he was a real gunslinger as far as calling plays as the head coach. So they had an offense that could score from anywhere at any time. And, boy, it was on display that night.
It certainly was. And whomever was back here running the board was awfully busy as well. Let's hear some of these highlights. We'll begin with the very first one.
Third and four from the 24-yard line. Reeser looks left, throws left, wide open, making the catch at the 10, 5, stumbling in for the touchdown out of the backfield, Joe Dempsey. And it will be recorded that the first touchdown in the Elyria Catholic-Elyria High rivalry is scored by 195-pound junior Joe Dempsey. And the Panthers jump out to a 6-0 lead on a 24-yard hookup from Reeser to Dempsey.
Those would be the first six of the, as you mentioned, 91 points scored in this game. And I think when that first touchdown came across, you probably had no idea what you were going to be in for. But you said the name Danny Reeser a lot on that particular night. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he threw for over 500 yards in that game, didn't he?
506 to be exact, 21 of 35 for 506, six touchdown passes. I mean, Danny Reeser was just electric that night. He was clicking on all cylinders, as was the EC offense overall. I mentioned earlier, he had great weapons, but he was the trigger man for that Panther offense, no doubt. And boy, he was red hot that Thursday night.
That's a name you're going to hear a lot throughout the rest of our Alcorn Archive, the debut edition of the Alcorn Archive here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, when I was looking through these highlights and I saw some of the scores attached to the highlights, I thought, boy, this game got out of control pretty early. And we're going to play this next highlight here, which is a 27-yard touchdown pass. And at this point, I think everybody at Ely Stadium was thinking, uh-oh, this thing could get out of hand pretty quickly. Here it is.
Again, quick fire to the near side. Rogers breaks a tackle. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Panthers. Zach Rogers broke a tackle and took it to the house. And the Panthers have busted it open. It is a 27-7 lead for Elyria Catholic. 5:30 to go here in the first half of play.
So they had that 27-7 lead, and as you know, Elyria came storming back. Did you see anything at that stage of the game that led you to believe that the Pioneers were going to start coming back in this game?
Not really. Again, they were on their home field, and they certainly had weapons as well. We've mentioned Danny Reeser several times here, but let me tell you, Dustin Stolarski, the Elyria quarterback, he was a very good QB for the Pioneers. He threw for just under 300 in this ball game. That often gets overlooked. So you knew Elyria had the firepower, but the problem was they couldn't stop EC. So that was the question. Could they find a way to stop this vaunted offense that, as I mentioned, Reeser was running and Ben Melvassa calling the plays? You knew Elyria was going to get more points. The question was, would they figure out a way to stop the Panthers?
Well, it didn't seem like either defense was really able to stop the opposing offense, and we'll get into what happened with that Elyria offense. You mentioned Stolarski. That was a name that popped up a lot in these highlights. We've played a lot of EC highlights so far. We'll go to the opposite side now. We'll start playing some of these Elyria scores. Here's the first one.
Trailing 28-7. And the Pioneers now go to their power look in the backfield. Stolarski up under center. Turns, hands off, right side, in for the touchdown are the Pioneers. I believe it was Neely. Yes, Keon Neely with the one-yard punch for the score. And Elyria cuts into the Panther advantage. It's now a 28-13 ball game.
And they would get even closer. Not long after that, And, Tim, I saved this one because I think this was one you really enjoyed calling, because anytime you're at the beginning of a game and you're thinking to yourself, all right, 27-7, boy, this thing could get out of hand very, very quickly. Then all of a sudden you've got a comeback on your hands, and this next score will play here in just a second. Gotti Leary about even with EC. What's going through your mind at this point when you're calling the game?
Well, the momentum pendulum, as I like to say, it definitely swung to the Pioneer side. Neely scored that touchdown, and all of a sudden that huge Pioneer crowd that was right below us in the press box over at Ely Stadium, they came to life. Again, the question was, could their defense get stops? But you could sense that the momentum was starting to swing Illyria's way.
All right, well, we're going to play this next Illyria touchdown, and this was one where, as Tim mentioned, you could certainly hear the crowd beginning to sense that the momentum pendulum was swinging the other direction. So here's the 27-26 score, and this is a pretty interesting highlight. I think you're going to like this one.
First and 20 from the 24. Walton out wide to the right, the wide side of the field. Stolarski rolling to the right, looking. Touchdown, Pioneers! Miles Tyler just inside the pylon. Dustin Stolarski hits Miles Tyler from 24 yards out, and the Pioneers are an extra point away from tying this football game.
Now, as you see that, and you know this game's about to be tied up, did you have any idea that you guys would get 91 points in the game at that point? Because it seemed like the points were really beginning to pile up at this point.
Yeah, they really were. And all of a sudden you're thinking, this thing is just a shootout. You did wonder, can they keep this up in the second half? Because it was just going up and down the field at a frantic pace. The big plays, I mean, I was getting tired in the press box, like, wow. And you knew the guys out there were expending a lot of energy. So, again, it was just electric in that first half. It was unbelievable what was transpiring on that field.
Well, we're going to get back to the EC side of things here. We mentioned that you called Danny Reeser's name a lot that night, and I think one of the frustrating things for Illyria fans on that particular evening, going all the way back to September 9th of 2010, was that any time it looked like Illyria was going to get a little bit closer, EC just continued to pull away, and here's another example of that with another Reeser touchdown.
Danny Reeser out of the shotgun. His cousin Cody snaps it back to him. Reeser looking over the middle, throwing deep. A great catch by Baker. 10-5 touchdown. Oh, what a catch by James Baker. Reeser, touchdown number 6 on the night. And it is now a 41-28 Panther lead. A 44-yard hookup from Reeser to Baker.
Take us through that particular play. Very exciting because, again, Illyria had stolen most of the momentum, and then all of a sudden, Illyria Catholic says, nope, not so fast. We're going to put the ball in the right arm of Reeser again and let her rip.
Right. Well, there was a play at the end of the first half after the game was tied at 28 where I mentioned Ben Melbassa. He had that gambler's mentality. EC went for it on a fourth down at their own 21, 22, somewhere in there. And the crowd was just buzzing that they were going to go for it so deep in their own territory. And Reeser hooked up again with Brandon Graham, on a 78, 79-yard touchdown. And that was the play of the game because it turned the momentum. And it closed out the first half with EC having the lead. And then on the one that you just played there, Bull, they then start the second half with that play from Reeser to Baker, and you thought, boy, EC has just grabbed all this momentum again. I know I said this earlier, but they had so many playmakers, and with Danny Reeser just clicking on all cylinders that night, Illyria just couldn't stop them. They just could not stop EC that night. EC would end up with just under 700 yards in total offense.
They couldn't stop them that night, but at the same time, Illyria would not go away. And they would score one more time on this next highlight here, and they were back within a score.
Keon Neely gets the handoff, bounces outside, he's to the 10, 5, touchdown! Keon Neely with a 24-yard touchdown run, and the Pioneers are back to within a touchdown in the ballgame. 42, 34. Elyria Catholic's lead is cut with 9:04 to go here in the third quarter of play.
And as we all know, after that, it was all EC as they would score a couple more times to pull away and win it in a game that had 91 points in it, EC 56 and Elyria 35. That had to be a blast to call because as a play-by-play guy, you know, defensive struggles after a while, it can be a little bit tough. But when you're looking at a 91-point game, as you said, Tim, you're exhausted at the end of it. But as a play-by-play guy, those are the kinds of games you want.
Oh, absolutely. I will never forget that game. I'll never forget the atmosphere in Ely Stadium that night. Really, the build-up to the game. Well, the entire week, well, it was a Thursday night game, so one Monday through Wednesday, but in the city of Elyria, as far as the build-up for Elyria and EC that night, I mean, it was a respectful rivalry between the Panthers and the Pioneers, but each community has such staunch backing for their sports programs, and boy, it came out in full force on that Thursday night, and yeah, it was special, and I remember I was incredibly honored. They asked me to go down on the field and present. They had a helmet, and the winning team got that helmet and presenting it to Elyria Catholic, and the place just roaring as I gave that helmet to Panther head coach Ben Melbassa. It was a special night. I'll never forget it.
Well, great stuff. I think this is a heck of a way to start the Alcorn Archive. Again, we'll have these on Fridays at 5:10 all throughout the high school football season and the high school hoop season as well. A nice trip down memory lane, Tim. We always appreciate you joining us. And, well, you can't get away from us because we'll be doing this every single Friday throughout the high school football season, picking out some games from years past, some of your favorites, and certainly some of the best moments in Lorain County High School football. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, this has been a real blast, Bull. Again, I thank you for putting this together, the memories and all the special moments that I had calling high school football on WEOL. Those will never diminish. So this will be indeed an enjoyable trip down memory lane. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim. Again, that's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers, and a man who for many, many years called some great ones here on WEOL. And over the next few weeks here, we're going to get a chance to relive some of those by playing some of the highlights and getting Tim's thoughts on those games that he called as well. Let's step aside and take a timeout. We'll come back to wrap up Bullseye on the Afternoon right after this.